Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Good morning to the delegation of Luxembourg and to my colleagues. I'll pass directly to the issue contained in question number 14 concerning the female genital mutilation. I understand that the issue has been has become of interest to Luxembourg quite recently. What is the percentage of women suffering from this practice compared to the total of women population in Luxembourg? On the other hand, are there planned and periodical campaigns of awareness against FGM among concerned communities? My third question will be, in view of the absence of the of female genital mutilation in the most recent National Action Plan for promoting equality between men and women, which I think was published in September 2020, could you please provide information on plans to ensure effective implementation of existing laws on FGM? In your reply to this question number 14, you rightly said that probably that crime or that act, abominable it could be intracted outside the territorial jurisdiction of Luxembourg. And you said that you extend, that the law extends the jurisdiction even extraterritorially for this particular act. So in case it happens, what will be the mechanism for the victims to bring such cases to justice? I'm referring to paras 81 of the state reply to the list of issues. I'm referring to the act of 20th of July 2018 and the amendment of Article 5.1 of the Code of Criminal Procedure to include an Article 49 bis of the Criminal Code. Thank you very much.